Australia has one of the highest rates of obesity in the developed world. And now a new study has found obese workers are being discriminated against, viewed as lazy and less employable. It also suggests that overweight people who do have a job are likely to receive lower salaries. Anna McDonald reports.
For many Australians, obesity discrimination is something they suffer on a daily basis. Kath Reid is a 39-year-old Brisbane librarian.
It's very common for fat people to be seen as less dynamic, less ambitious, even less knowledgeable than a thin person.
She first started dieting when she was 11 and says finding a job hasn't always been easy.
You work in somewhere like marketing or anywhere that you're dealing with the public, so retail, hospitality. If you're turning up to an interview for something that's a fairly active job, so even something as simple as, you know, waiting tables, people are going to assume that the fat person is either lazy or, you know, not motivated.
An international research team led by Monash University goes some way in proving that. Kerry O'Brien is the lead researcher.
We wanted to establish whether or not the prejudice measures that we take, which are, you know, what are your attitudes towards this group of people, how much do you like fat people and such, whether or not they're actually related to discrimination, because often what people say is not what they do.
Study participants were given a series of resumes that included photos of the job applicants. The pictures were of women pre and post weight loss surgery, so the same person when obese and then at a healthy weight. Those on the panel weren't told what the study was about when asked to rate the applicant's suitability, starting salary and employability. Kerry O'Brien again.
They were less likely to select them. They said they were much less likely to have a good career outcome, they were less likely to be followed by co-workers, and they assigned them lower starting salaries.
It's an issue that's caught the attention of Victoria's Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission. Its acting commissioner is Karen Toohey.
Certainly we do get complaints every year from people alleging that they've been discriminated against, particularly in employment, on the grounds of weight, size, appearance. And that would include obesity and perceptions of being overweight.
She says Victoria is one of the few states where physical appearance is included in equal opportunity law.
Other states are certainly looking at it for this reason, that you do find that people are excluded from both employment but also, you know, provision of services and sport and other areas of public life for reasons like height, weight, body shape.
Kath Reid is part of a growing online movement aimed at celebrating the human body, no matter what the size. Her blog hears from dozens of overweight women sick of being discriminated against.
Corporate wear is just impossible to find over something like a size 20. It just doesn't exist. So if you go to an interview and, you know, people are dressed in corporate wear, they've got well-made clothes on and they look the part, and you're sort of scrounging whatever you can find on the market, you're certainly going to be on a back foot.
Researcher Kerry O'Brien says the obesity discussion is centred on losing weight and not on the day-to-day problems faced by overweight people. He says the issue of discrimination must be addressed.
We really do need to start developing either some policy frameworks in which to prevent some of this discrimination, because, you know, increasing numbers of our population are at least classified by BMI terms as overweight or obese. But also I think we need to look at interventions, so whether they be in educational settings in which to reduce prejudice and increase some understanding around the issues and some greater acceptance.
The study will be published in the International Journal of Obesity.
Anna McDonald.